We continue our learning Lili Nishmas Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Elio, David ben Menachem Munish. We're in Kalayim Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Important to give a little introduction. We spoke about Kalayim a little bit, but Yerushalmi actually has three factors that we take into account when we classify items, plants, seeds, etc. We don't necessarily take science, the genus and species, all of that that we know from science is not necessarily what's going to identify something as the same plant or a different plant with respect to Kalayim. Rather, the Yerushalmi takes the following three things into account. The morphology of the leaves, right, the structure and function of the leaves, morphology of the fruit, and the taste of the fruit. And the Rambam understands it like this. Let's say you have the following. The leaves of the fruit of the two species are like almost identical. They look almost exactly the same. But the two fruits after they grow are actually different. They taste very different. So nonetheless, they're considered a single kind, a single type, and not colliding one with the other because they look so identical. But let's say the leaves or the fruits are similar in appearance, not identical, but similar. So then they're going to be classified as the same kind, as the same variety, not as Kalayim, only if the taste is similar. But if the taste is not the same, so then they're considered diverse because they don't look they don't look identical. So our Mishnah is going to give us, that's a couple of Mishnahs, going to give us a list of various seeds, various plants, what are Kalayim, one with the other, what is not. And the Mishnah is, will identify as many as we can. Says the Mishnah, Hakishus v'hamalafafon, Enum Kalayim Zebazeh. Says the Tanakama, if I have these two types of melons, malafafon, in modern Hebrew is a cucumber, and the Mishneh Hebrew may not be a cucumber. In fact, some claim that Kishus is a cucumber, although many people think Kishus is like squash. The best way to understand this Mishnah is that one of these things is probably a cucumber. The other one is probably a melon or a cantaloupe or the like. In fact, they do grow very similarly. Seeds are similar. As they get a little bit bigger, we can tell the difference between them. They certainly taste different. But the Mishnah says that they're not Kalayim one with the other. They're considered the same species with respect to Kalayim. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kalayim, that Kishus and Malafafon are Kalayim one with the other. Mishnah continues, Chazeres v'Chazeres Galim. Chazeres, we know, is a type of maror, is lettuce. So one is lettuce, and Chazeres Galim is wild lettuce. Ulshin v'Ulshe Sade. Ulshin is endive. Some say it's chicory. But Ulshin is actually on the list also as one of the five things could be used for maror. There's Ulshin and Ulshe Sade, regular endives, and wild endives. Same variety, not considered Kalayim one with the other. Kreshim, Ukreshe Sadeh. Kreshim are leek. So, Chatzir, as we have in Tanakh. So, Kreshe Sadeh are wild leek or field leek. They're considered the same variety. Kuzbar be Kuzbar Sadeh. Coriander and wild coriander. In fact, we also have this. That's the Kezer Agad, the way the mun is described is the shape of coriander, of kuzbar, which is the Aramaic translation. Chardal, the chardal mitzri, mustard seeds, and Egyptian mustard seeds are considered the same variety. Udalas ha-mitzri v'haramutza. Dalas is gourd, are gourds. So I have the Egyptian gourd and the remutza, like the word remetz. The word remetz actually means ash, which is the ash gourd. What's the ash gourd? So it's different. Some call it a wax gourd. Some call it the white pumpkin. Some say it's the Chinese watermelon. Has different names. The winter melon. So that those two things, the Egyptian gourd and the remutza and the ash gourd, are in the same family with respect to kilayim. Upol ha-mitzri v'hecharuv, the Egyptian bean and the carob bean. All of these einam kilayim zeh bazeh. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Halefes v'hanafutz, turnip and the radish. The Mishnah assumes that they are in the same family with respect to kilayim. V'hakruv v'hatrov sor. Kruv is a type of cabbage. Some say it's kohlrabi, a German turnip. So that and trov sor, which is a garden cabbage, are in the same family. With respect to kalayim or not kalayim, one with the other. Hatradim v'haluulim, v'haluunim. Tradim are spinach beets, and luunim are translated as shrubby orchids. So these are, which is a particular plant, which is very similar to the beets, are not kalayim one with the other. Hosef Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added the following as well. Hashum v'hashumanis. Garlic and chives are, in his mind, the same family. Habatzel v'habitzaltzul, which is onion and shallot. Shallot are a little bit different. That's way many translate that. What we know, batzal obviously is onions. Bitzaltzul actually has the word onion. It's very similar. You have shum is garlic and shumanis. It's garlic plus. Batzal is onion. Vahbitzaltzul, like onion plus. We need something like onion. So shallots are a little bit sweeter, have more of a delicate sweet flavor, and a little bit of sharpness, not as sharp as onions. Vahaturmus, vahapalus los. Turmus is lupine. Plus los is yellow lupine. All of these enum kelaim zebazeh. In fact, turmus or turmusin, we find in Masechah Shabbos on Daf Ayin Dalet in the context of borer. There's a long discussion about that. Actually, turmus, unless you cook it a lot, it's going to be bitter. The Gemara speaks about cooking it seven times and it having an outer shell or what have you, and removing it out may be an issue of borer on Shabbos.